Hi, this is Cherise Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. It's another 5-minute review this week, and today it's Prada Beauty's Monochrome Hyper Matte Lipstick. In these short episodes, I tell you what the product is, what the brand says about it, look at the packaging, the smell, the feel, and give it a mark out of 5 based on how it performed for me. First of all, let me share some backstory with you on this one. I've lost count of how many lipsticks I have, especially red ones, and I can't say I was actually in the market for a new red lipstick. In fact, I think I was more looking for a kind of warm nude. I'm always looking for a warm nude because there are so many cool tone nudes out there. But let's just be real. If I was to find a new warm nude, it would just go along with the rest of my nude lipsticks. Like I said, I have a lot. I think maybe I'll do an episode about how many I have at some point. But anyway, instead of buying another Pat McGrath or MAC Cosmetics lipstick, I thought I'd contact my friend Aoife Cullen. She's also a former guest on the show, and she is an amazing makeup artist. I just said to her, I want to buy a new lipstick, and she instantly suggested Prada Beauty's new monochrome lipsticks, which come in hyper matte and soft matte finishes, 13 different shades for each. Her answer was so quick and so specific, she said, best formula ever. So I headed straight to the Harrods website, intent on purchasing another nude lipstick. When I got to the site, I soon realized I was going to need to do some cross-referencing before I could decide on which shade to buy. And wherever you are in the world, I would suggest that you do the same and switch between the Harrods and Prada sites, because on Harrods, they only list the product number. They do not give you the names that appear on Prada.com alongside the numbers. Also, if you want to see the lipstick colors on a variety of skin tones, again, Harrods has nothing. So you'll need to go to Prada.com anyway, because that's where they will show you on different skin tones, maximum 3 or 4 skin tones each. So it's not extensive, but it's a lot more helpful than the Harrods site. Another thing I would point out is how the colors look slightly different on each site. So for instance, the shade that I finally chose on Harrods is R26, but at Prada.com it's called Lava. And on Prada, Lava is like this deep but neon red. It's like popping out. But on the Harrods site, it looks a bit darker. So I feel that now that I've got the lipstick in my hand, I can confidently tell you, go with the colors at Prada.com before you buy at Harrods, just because it just gives you a slightly better idea of what you're going to get when it arrives. Obviously, if you can get to Harrods and try it on your hand, even better. And I will leave links to my lipstick at both Harrods and Prada so you can compare yourself and see what I'm talking about. So let's look at the packaging. It's beautiful. As you can imagine, from a fashion brand with the heritage that Prada has, it's super sleek. It feels weighty enough in your hand to feel luxurious, like it's money well spent. And it has this kind of chunky design. So there's the usual bullet shape, and it's in this gorgeous just silver metal. But then it's almost like the lipstick is wearing a ring, a square ring. So when you look from above, it's like you'll see the bullet and you'll see these four corners. The square rings makes these kind of like four corners, which also mimic the Prada triangle, like these four little triangles. You also see the iconic Prada triangle logo stamped on the top of the lid. And you also see a triangle shape in the actual shape of the lipstick. So when you apply it, you can either use the triangle shaped section to give a flat application, or you can flip it and use the more rounded traditional side. So I know that Prada the brand has been bringing back its triangle signature. You know, it brought it back with Paradox, the perfume. So you can see it all the way through the branding of the lipstick, which I like. It's just kind of different to anything else that's out there right now. I think it's beautiful packaging. Also, when it comes to the hyper matte and soft matte versions, you'll see that that kind of ring that I'm talking about is different on each one. So when it's the hyper matte one, the ring is going to be a gold color with Prada stamped into it. But when it's the soft matte version, the ring is the same cool silver finish as the bullet itself. So I guess it's handy if you end up having a few different Prada lipsticks in your bag. Straight away, you'll know the silver is the soft matte version. when I first opened this lipstick, I think I just was instantly transported back to being a child when I used to dance and wear makeup, like a full face of makeup, because these Prada lipsticks, they've got that quintessential old school scent. It's very soft. It's not sickly or too sweet. It's just really soft, a little bit powdery and really pleasant. When it comes to the pigment, it is super rich, and I really want to compare it to the soft matte version. So I will do that for you. I'll buy a soft matte version at some point, because this pigment, it just stays. You can swipe it on from the bullet and then kind of smooth it around with your fingers. And it has this kind of waxy type feel. I don't mean greasy. It reminds me of, you know, when you buy a mattifying primer, so you'll put it on your skin, and once it's dried, you can kind of sweep your fingers over your skin, and you know that it's got like this very soft, almost like a film over it, in a positive way, not a negative at all. And I feel like when you put this lipstick on, it creates this matte film that does not budge. I mean, it will come off if you eat and things like that, or if you purposely smudge it, but it doesn't bleed. It's just a kind of formula you can feel, but it's not going to spread everywhere. I think a lot of women that deal with that feathering, bleeding, perhaps more mature skin, or anyone that's got drier skin around the lips, it's not going to do that feathering that kind of makes your lipstick look smudged. It's going to stay where you put it. And I really think that Aoife was dead on when she said it's all about the formula. I really can't wait to try other shades of this lipstick. Before I give you my final thoughts, if you've ever listened to one of my 5-minute reviews before, you might be wondering why hasn't she read out any reviews from the brand site yet? But that's simply down to the fact that I can't find any yet. I'm sure if I Google Prada beauty reviews, there will definitely come up with different blogs, but at Prada.com, there is no review section, which isn't actually a surprise because many luxury beauty brands don't offer users the opportunity to review, which is a bit silly and very interesting. But also at Harrods.com, no one's actually written a review yet. So maybe I'll write one, but you can take it from me. This is a 5 out of 5 product. I have no complaints. The color payoff, the quality, the packaging. In fact, I will definitely be buying a couple more of the Hyper Matte. I've got my eye on the really cool neutral called Argyle, which is number B01, as well as Quartz, which is number B02, which is this gorgeous fleshy pink. And as I mentioned, I'm definitely going to try the soft matte option too. When it comes to the price, I purchased mine for £37 at Harrods online, but paid £6 shipping, so total was £43. But you can also buy it at Prada.com for an extra £3 without paying for shipping. So £40 at Prada.com with free shipping, or £43 at Harrods, including shipping. In the US, you can purchase for $40 at Harrods US. I'd love to know if you've tried this product, or if there's another product you want me to do a 5-minute review on. You can email me beautymepodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram or X at beautymepodcast. Don't forget, there's also the newsletter, which you can read for free at beautymenotes.substack.com. And if you like this episode, do please leave a review or rating wherever you choose to listen. I'll see you next time.